Be'ezras Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Revi, the fourth chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Parah Aduma, the laws of the Red Heifer, and the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, which we continue with the laws of the Parah Aduma, specifically regarding the stipulations of what the validity of the burning of the parah, which are one of the procedures in creating these ashes by burning the Parah Aduma. As Rambam gets Halacha Aleph, there are certain invalidations in the slaughtering and the receiving of the blood and the spraying of the blood of the Parah Aduma. Halacha Aleph, Ein Sheichtin Shtei Paras Adumas Kachas. One is not allowed to slaughter two red heifers at the same time. Shlomek says a pasuk b'Midbar, v'shachat oisa, you have to slaughter it and not another one at the same time. Halacha Beis, let's say l'rotzis ha'paralotzis. Let's say the cow didn't want to leave where it is to go to the next mountain to be slaughtered. So imitzinim ha'shcheru, you can't take out with it at the same time a black cow so that it'll follow after to go out with it. Shlomek, people shouldn't say shcheru shchatu, oh, they slaughtered a black one, v'loyaduma, not a red one. And v'loyaduma, neither could they even take out a red one, which wouldn't have that problem. Shalim, the people shouldn't say Shtaim Shechatu, that they slaughtered two of them. So again, you can't take out a different color for that reason. You can't even take out the same color because of the problem people might say you're doing two, which you have to do one at a time. Halacha Gimel, Parah Shenishchatu Shlo Lishma, a cow, the Parah Aduma that was slaughtered not for its namesake of being a Parah Aduma, Oishe Kibul, or received, Oishe Hiza, or the blood was sprayed, Shlo Lishma, not for its namesake, Oishe Lishma v'Shlo Lishma, or part of it was Lishma, part of it was not for its namesake. Or shalei lishma lishma, the same thing but the reverse order. Part of it was done shalei lishma, part of it was lishma. Or shenasa shalei b'koyin, it was done not with a koyin, but mechus b'gadim, or a koyin that was lacking from the kind of garments. Or shalei sobe b'gdizov, or was done with the golden garments instead of the four white linen garments. Or shalei b'gdichola, with wheaty clothing. So it's invalid, it has to have all those requirements. Shchata manos lechem mebisara, let's say it was slaughtered with the intention of eating from its meat, or to drink from its blood. Kshayer, that's going to be valid. Why? The Vishalei Nemabod Rech Nechayer doesn't say it should be a pleasant aroma. In other words, that its blood and its meat should be sacrificed in Mizbeach. It doesn't have that. And therefore, it's not an invalidation by having a thought that one should go ahead and eat from it because it's not a Rech Nechayer to say that, oh, you're not doing the right thing, even in your Machshava. Halacha Dal. Kibud Doma Bechli. If its blood was received in a vessel, psula, it's invalid. Kishnam, the pasuk says, "V'lokach alaz akoyim midama be'etzboy." That alaz akoyim is going to take from its blood with his finger. Mitzvah and mitzvah yad. The mitzvah is to be done with the hand. V'le mitzvah keli, now with a vessel. Halacha hey, now he's of a kli. If it's sprayed with a vessel, afal achzman, even if one of the seven sprays are done with a vessel, hazasa psula, the spraying is invalid. He's a achzman b'smoyl. If let's say one of the sprays are done with his left hand, psula, it's invalid. He's a shiva kahanim hazasin ke'echad. If let's say seven kahanim spray those seven sprays simultaneous at the same time, hazasam psula, their sprays are invalid. But zechazeh, if it's one after the other, k'sher, it's going to be valid, which you do the seven one after the other, and even though they're all different kahanim, it's going to be valid. He's a v'lekivin k'neged ha'hecha. Let's say they spray it, but it's not focused directly towards the sanctuary. Psula, it's invalid. Shem, like it says in the pasuk, al noichav ne'amayit, it should be done towards the entryway of the oil mayit, which is al chichav ne'amayit, k'neged ha'hechal, until it's done towards the direction of the hechal, the yirei, and then you should be able to see it. Pchein, so to mishchata, isuraf, let's say if we're slaughtered or burned, shalik ne'amayit ha'hechal, not towards the sanctuary, because we're on the neighboring mountain over there. Psula, it's going to be invalid. Shem, like it says in the pasuk, v'shachat oislafanam, it should be slaughtered in front of it, should be towards that direction. Now, halacha vav, when do we say this, that if it's not towards the heichal, it's going to be possible? Is shehiza, if it was sprayed, or sarif, or burnt, or shachar, slaughtered, keneged hadorim, towards, let's say, the south, or keneged safan, or towards the north, which would be perpendicular, meaning it would be to a different direction, or his back was towards the mikdash, where he's going towards the east. Aval im amad bin mizuch umayir, but let's say he is between east and west. Upon of keneged heichal, and his face is towards the heichal. Though it wasn't precisely exactly towards the direction of the Hechel, that's still going to be valid. It just has to be in that general direction. Halacha Zayin. If let's say they're missing one of the gifts of the dam that's supposed to be done, which there's seven of them, so it's invalid. You have to have all of them. Let's say Tavel Shtayim v'Hiz Achas. Let's say he dipped in two times, but only did one spray. It's invalid. It has to be one dip for one spray. Let's say achas v'hiza shtayim. Let's say he dipped one time and did two sprays. So afal pi shalei chashav hazashni, even if he's not counting the second spray, which is not, because each spray needs its own dip, el tavel v'hiza acheres. Rather, what he did was he dipped and then he sprayed another one to make up for that one. Still has hazasa psula. Still, that spray is going to be invalid. As Ram illustrates, case at household. Tavel etz boy tefila shisha. Let's say he dipped his finger in for the sixth dip. V'hiza vav azayin, and he did the sixth and the seventh spray with that one dip. So Obviously, the seventh one is not valid. But Afa Bisha Chasa B'Tov Let's Boy B'Hiza Sheva. Even though he went and he dipped his finger again, and then he did the seventh spray, Hazasim Sula, that invalid. His sprays are invalid because of the fact that he did one dip or two sprays, even if he did over that spray. Now he's a Mitzvila Shvius. But let's say the seventh time, which is the last time he's supposed to dip his finger, he does Shvius or Shminus. He does a seventh and an eighth spray. Afila Chasa B'Tov Tefila Shminus B'Hiza Shminus. And even if he goes and he dips his finger eighth time. And he sprays it eighth time, sure, it's going to be valid. Shekol shemaisav ala sheva inakom, because anything more than seven is nothing, is insignificant. Now, vahu, that's only shiyah zeh shehoisav koyin acha, that the one who's doing this extra dip and this extra spray is a different koyin. Avla koyin asayav hoisav, but the koyin that burning the cow, im hoisav, if he does the extra spray, psul, it's going to be invalid. Nishanas asik bedavish ein tzarich b'shasir fazik, because he's being engaged in an activity that's unnecessary during the time when he's burning, and anything, any other activity that is a distraction from the avodah you're supposed to be doing in the paratuma invalidates it, so then it would be invalid. Halacha ches. Hoytzias adam chutz memarachta behiza. Let's say he takes the blood out of the pile of the pyre of the where he's burning the paratuma and he sprays it elsewhere. Psula, that's invalid. It has to be done by the maracha. Halacha tes. He's a medama belayla if they spray from the blood at nighttime. Even if the first six sprays were during the daytime, and then right after it gets dark, he does the seventh one, psula, it's going to be invalid. It has to be during the daytime. He slaughtered it out of the area where it's going to be burnt. Even if it's slaughtered within the walls of Yerushalayim, which might be more sanctified, psula, it's invalid. It has to be in the place where it's going to be burnt. They burn the paraduma beyond the organization of those woods where it was slaughtered on, or they split it into two, and they burn the paraduma in two pyres, or actually burns two paradumas in one of these pyres, these piles of the wood, psula, it's going to be invalid, it has to be one on one. Now, and if after it became ashes, maybe acheres, he brings a, then he could actually bring another paraduma, and say, so he burn on top of that. Doesn't have to be concerned. You just can't do two at the same time. But if it's already ashes, then he can burn another one on that same spot. Halachid Beis continues with invalidations regarding the burning procedure. So, Hivshita v'nitchav, let's say they skinned the paraduma and they dismembered it. V'achkas tzar v'kul, and then they burned the whole para, k'sher, it's valid. V'mechisa minaklum, but if you're missing any part of the animal, afilim apish, even from the waste matter, which the pasuk mentions, psul, it's going to be invalid. Now, paka mi'ayra oy mebisarif. Let's say burst off from that fire, the skin or the flesh, afilu mesada, even from the hair, k'zayis, an olive size, yachs has to be put back onto the fire. Then lehechs, if it doesn't put back on, so psul, it's going to be invalid. Paka chutz lamarachta. Let's say the whole thing burst off from where its pile was. So marbalub, you increase on it, v'sarif b'mekamein, then you burn it in its place. Paka mikar, now let's say it burst off from the fire from its horns, mitlafel from its hooves, on a pierce from the waste matter, then in the tzachlaz, those are things you don't have to put back. The skin and the meat, that we said you have to put back, but those things do not have to be put back. Halachid gimel, hapara ein nefsels belina. There's no invalidation of being left out overnight like we have by Jemel Kabanas by the Paraduma. L'fikach ziv, from nishchat ha'ayim, was slaughtered today. V'hiz adam kol chasa, and the blood was sprayed according to tzalacha, v'nisav alamachan, is burned the next day, k'sher, it's going to be valid. If let's say someone who's a mourner from his close relatives that day, he burns it. Someone's lacking atonement, where although he's pure, but he has to wait for the next day to bring his karbanas, it can be valid because the Torah tells us that it's fully miskosh, like we said in Perek Aleph. For sure, kavuchaymer for oin mechuzikaburim, which have lesser tumas than that of a tefulyim. Halacha tezvav, srafa, if let's say they burnt it, shlibi kiddush dam naglaim, without first sanctifying the hands and the feet, which is what a kohen is supposed to do when he's doing the avodah, psula, it's invalid. Nisha masekei in avodah, because the activities of the paraduma is similar to that of the service in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, the hech mekadosh shel beragav, where does he sanctify his hands and his feet? But klisharis b'fnim, with a service vessel inside the azara, and then they go over to the next mountain, to Haramishcha. Now, v'mkidosh b'chutz meklichal. Now, if he does sanctify his hands and feet out of the azara from a mundane vessel, I feel like Mekidah Shalcharis, even from an earthenware jug, kosher, it's going to be valid. Because ultimately, all its activities are done out of the Azara, so it's valid even if the Kiddush is done outside. V'chein, so to Kishamat Vilna, Sakoin Asarif, when they immerse, when they send to the mikvah, the kohen who's going to burn the Paraduma, Achashamatamanaisa, which is after they already made him impure, Kumashban, like we explained this in Perikim Allah Chabeza, we specifically make him into a Tful Yayim to exclude from the Tzedukim, in a Tzach Lazal Kaddish, he does not have to go back and sanctify his hands and feet again. because all of the activities are done with a tefillah, which is what he is, and it's valid. Look at the Zion. Let's say he burns it without wood. All types of wood. I feel even with straw and stubble. So Ksheira, although we said that it should ideally be with certain types, but ultimately it's going to be valid. And the mitzvah is but that you should not diminish from the types of woods that are appropriate to make this fire. Aval, marbul hula, but what you could increase is chavili ezev, bundles of hisab, ezev yavin, and the Greek hisab, bisman sreifa at the time that's being burned, kid laharbis hasever, so that should make a lot of ashes. V'yesh laharbis eitzim misreifasa, and it should also increase wood when you're burning it, that should be asa efer until it makes it into ashes. Aval, mishati asa efer, but once it's already in ashes, im hoisib ba'afil eitz echad, if you're going to add then even one piece of wood, how does it come out of Eifa Mikla but Eifa Par? So it's like mixing regular ashes with the ashes of Paraduma, which is going to be a problem because it has to be purely from this. If it's at the time of the burning, then that's valid. But afterwards, that's already too late. Halacha Yitzayin discusses regarding invalidations of nighttime, regarding a woman, regarding if Malach is done. So Kotlai Sahapara, all the activities with the Paraduma, Mitchil Batzayf, and Megin Kalehan, in El Bayam is only during the daytime, Ubezechikuna, and by Mel Kanam, and Vamalacha Peselizba, and doing work that invalidates it. It's Achati Asa Efer until it becomes into ashes. Now, Ava Mishati Asa Efer, but once it turns into ashes, Imkanas Efer Balayla, let's say they gathered the ashes at nighttime. Oishakanasatu Isha or a woman gathered them together, because there's all these ashes all over, and to gather it. Oishakanasatu Isha or a woman gathered them together, or let's say they're doing some other activity at the time when they're gathering the ashes. Hazrikshare, that's going to be valid because the problem is only up until it becomes ashes. Now, Ominayish Hasif has a Efer b'cholod misol, and how do we know that the gathering the ashes can be with any Jewish person, chutz mecher shayd v'katan, except for a deaf, mute, mentally deranged, and a minor? Shemek says in the pasuk v'asav ishtar that a pure man will gather together. Machlad nimvan says shein etzich a kain. It could be any man; it doesn't have to be a kain. Uki ilu amar adam tar. It's as if it says really a pure person, not just a man. Bein ish bein isha, whether a man or a woman, because the word ish is only coming to validate a zar, a non kain. But not to disqualify that of a woman. Now, but how do we know that doing some other activity, some other action during this procedures is going to invalidate? Shemek says in the pasuk, "Veshachat oisa," they should slaughter it. What do you mean it? From tradition, they learned the pasuk only coming to teach. Because if you would be engaged in another activity when you come to slaughter, psal, it's going to be invalid. It has to be slaughtering it in the singular, excluding other activities. But then Sotu says in the pasuk, they should burn the cow in front of his eyes, meaning she in a butt, that his eyes should be on it. Lalamit comes to teach, meaning not to get distracted with anything else. Shamalocha besals, but mishash chita, that doing any other work invalidates it from the time of the slaughtering. Ashta asa efa until it becomes ashes, which is what the burning is. So each one from the shchita of oisa and the saraf le'inav, from that till then, it cannot be distracted with anything else. And if anyone is engaged in burning it and is engaged in some other activity at the same time, psala, he invalidates it until it becomes ashes. They slaughter the cow, and another animal was slaughtered with it unintentionally. For example, let's say it was a long knife and there was another animal right next to it and slaughtered it, or a gourd type of a pumpkin type of was slaughtered with or was cut with it. Sure, it's going to be valid. He didn't intend to do any of the malacha. Although the animal that was slaughtered with it is vowed to be eaten, because the slaughtering of an unsanctified animal doesn't need intent. So it's a proper shechita, but no other malacha was done with it. But if he had in mind to also cut the gourd with it, and he got cut when he was slaughtering the animal, then it's invalid, because at the time of the shechita, you're doing some other activity with it, which is a disqualification.